accept comments from the public? Yes.
I'm totally new to this.
Oh, okay. Just go up to the podium, please.
You have to tell us all about yourself.
And I don't even know if this is the right time to do this. My name's Chad Reck. I was a deputy sheriff here at the county. Was hired in November 1998, and I worked through June of 2002, which time I left, and I went on to the city of Alameda. I was employed there until March of this year. I was retired on an industrial disability after having three back surgeries, and I have probably at least one more pending. I've been trying to deal with the monies I left here under reciprocity. I'm not getting any help. I'm getting a runaround. I'm getting told it's illegal. Nobody returns calls. I finally came down here 2 weeks ago and sat down with Leilani. She's probably been the most helpful out of anybody here. I'm not trying to get anybody into trouble. I can't work right now. I'm just trying to break my reciprocity and get the monies back. And I know after speaking with Dawn at Benefits Financial Network, she handled us when we were here at the Sheriff's Department, and she was under contract with us at the City of Alameda. And she says that there is past practice where that has been done, and she has paperwork for it. I can't get a name of who I can contact. I can't get a name at legal who I can sit down and have a discussion with. I'm just here to ask for your help in taking care of this. I've been trying to do it since about March. I've sent paperwork in. I've made several phone calls. I get sent to, I think, Jimmy. I get sent to, I think, Jerry, the person who I talked to when I first started going through with my retirement. She's no longer here, I guess. And nobody can seem to answer my question other than give me the standard runaround of it's illegal. I don't want to have to bring an attorney into this. I feel this is something that should be able to be handled by someone who is a good member, good standing, and left here with an open door to come back at any time if I decided I wanted to. I'm just trying to get some help with my retirement. That's all I have to say.
I'm sorry to hear about the concerns that you've had. That's not our standard practice, I can assure you of that. And I'll make sure that you definitely receive communication on what's happening.
Well, and as a board member, could we bring this back, either if it's appropriate in a closed session, if it's an impending litigation or an open session? Because I'd like to better understand what he's gone through in the practice. Again, I realize sometimes things slip through the cracks, but I think it's important for us as board members to understand the process and why we end up having someone during public comment need to say to us. For 9 months, he's been trying to have something resolved. So if we could just get a report on this. We're not allowed to comment or discuss it because
that's fine.
Not agendized, but we are going to ask that they bring us back a report. And I think you're hearing from our executive director that she will make sure that someone follows up with you.
And they do have all my current contact information on file. Leilani, I guess, has, well, when I was here, she had the file, paper file last.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I will do that, Candace.
I appreciate it.